Okay, let's see. Hello, everyone. This is Plus 90, Tamar. Today, Kemal will not be here because I guess he's feeling a bit sad. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but he'll be fine. But I'll be the one... I'll be the one leading the show today. I hope this is working out because, yeah, I just connected the microphones. Let me see if I need to do anything else real quick. Okay, yeah, this is fine. I see. Cool. Okay, so first of all, I just want to say that this week has been really hard for a lot of us. Independent of, like, whether we are international students or American, especially for certain minorities, of course. I mean, I don't want to say that I feel as sad as, say, people of color or people who are targeted because of their religion or whatever. But, I mean, I feel really sad too. And I want to tell everyone that if you need any support or anyone to talk to, please come to me. Feel free to express any anger or confusion or frustration, because that's how we feel, of course. And today I just wanted to kind of take a break from playing international music and instead play music that... a mixture of music, basically. On the one hand, I want to play music that is politically charged to some degree, because we need to organize, we need to feel moved and to be uplifted. But then we also need to take care of ourselves, of our mental health, to relax a bit. So I'll be playing some classical / instrumental music as well. And I'll try to mix those pretty evenly. So the first song I'm going to play tonight is Revolution by the Beatles. So enjoy.
Revolution, well, no.
Okay, so that was Revolution by the Beatles. I think it was a good song to start with because, well, first of all, it is very uplifting. And then it talks about how we need to change our minds instead and free our minds. And it kind of carries a positive message that things will be all right, which is something that we need to hear, even if it may not be exactly true. But honestly, like, I think that if we organize, if we continue loving each other, if we resist these acts of hate, we are going to be okay, honestly. Like, yes, these things happen globally, and I think what happened in the US has to be understood as a part of a global movement. And that is unfortunate, of course, that these things are happening globally. But yeah, as much as I want to believe in progress and that history will not be repeated, honestly, I see history not as a linear progression, but as a more of a like a cycle. And yeah, we think that we progress, but then we kind of go back to the same old destructive behaviors, the same old violence. And even though that is really negative view of the world, in a way it is also maybe reminding us that yes, in the past a lot of terrible things happened, but somehow humanity was able to unite and to resist that, and to bring back some kind of, not necessarily positivity, because it is really hard. It is really hard. And also, I'm rambling a lot right now because I'll just say that it's hard to talk about these things. It's really hard, but I just believe that we will be able to influence the world if we all do our part of opening our minds and just resisting with all we can. Right now, what I want to play is a very relaxing piece from this movie, Amélie, which is a really nice French film. And it has got amazing soundtrack. And I'm going to play... I don't know how to pronounce this because it's in French and I don't speak French. But I'm going to play this really nice instrumental piece, piano piece, just to relax and to get my thoughts back in order. To not ramble anymore so much. So yeah, I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. So that was the soundtrack of Amélie. As I said, I don't know how to pronounce it. Honestly, I don't even know what the French name of the song means. But what I love about this piano piece is that even though it is so sad and so melancholy, it is so beautiful. And I think in times like this, when there's just so much stress that we are shattered and confused, like we can, in times like this, when we are so shattered and confused, like we can still go on living just like this. This piece of music goes on playing despite its sadness, and just recognizing that sort of sadness is a part of life. And actually, I just thought of this quotation that I want to Google so that I can read to you. So let me do this real quick. Yeah, today I'll be rambling a lot, so just bear with me. But let me see. Yeah, before I find it, I just want to... Okay, let me just find it. Also, now I know that at least one person is listening, so I know that I have to be a bit more mindful to not ramble too much. Yeah, there's this one thing that this German poet, Rainer Maria Rilke, said. He said, "Let everything happen to you. Beauty and terror, just keep going. No feeling is final." And I think that's important because, yes, we are sad. Terrible things might happen. The world might fall apart. But no feeling is final. Tomorrow we're going to wake up and it's going to be something, at least in the day, will make us smile. Something will overwhelm us with its beauty. Something will make us laugh. There will still be sunshine. There will still be cute babies walking around. There will still be like cats and dogs on the quad, possibly. Just like small things and the fall colors. Right now, when I was walking towards the radio, I just couldn't help but notice and be completely overwhelmed by how beautiful the starry sky was tonight. And yeah, it's so difficult sometimes to reconcile the fact that while human beings might be making so many mistakes, the world around us continues to exist with beauty and with courage. And another thing I wanted to read is that right now, so many of us are looking for answers, looking for some ways to reconcile what we are feeling. And I mean, that's not a bad thing. Of course, we are looking for answers. But also, I wanted to say that we have to remain patient with these feelings of grief and these feelings of confusion, not let those feelings scare us. So I wanted to read this. Be patient towards all that is unresolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves, like locked rooms and like books that are now written in foreign languages. Do not now seek the answers, which cannot be given to you because you would not be able to leave them. And the point is to leave everything. Leave the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. So that's one. And the other one I wanted to read is... Let me see. Why do you want to shut out of your life any uneasiness, any misery, any depression, since after all, you don't know what work these conditions are doing inside you? Why do you want to persecute yourself with the questions of where all this is coming from and where this is going? Since you know, after all, that you are in the midst of transitions and you wished for nothing so much as change, if there is anything unhealthy in your reactions, just hell. No, I think this was turned off somehow, because I don't hear myself.
But you're on my, like, talk?
Yeah?
Yeah, see?
But, okay, I see. So, where was I? Okay, somehow the microphone just keeps shutting off at some point. But, okay, let me continue this real quick. So, if there's anything unhealthy in your reactions, just bear in mind that sickness is the means by which an organism frees itself from what is alien. So one must simply help it to be sick, to have its whole sickness and to break out with it, since that is the way it gets better. So I just want to say that, whatever we are feeling is fine, even sadness, even uneasiness. There is no one way to react to things. And I just want everyone who is listening right now, which is at least one person, to know that it is okay to feel how everyone is feeling. It is okay to still notice beauty in the world. It is okay to shut yourself up completely. Like, there is no one reaction that is okay. So now Kemal came to the studio. Are we gonna play a song? Okay, should I just use this microphone?
Yeah.
Headphones. Okay.
Hello, everyone. I'm just gonna stay for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, so I've got new headphones.
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you want headphones?
No, I'll be fine. I'm just gonna play one song,
okay,
and I'll be leaving.
Do you wanna tell me what is it?
I have it here. And
okay.
The aux cable, so you're just gonna, you know, do the aux one.
Okay.
I'll show it to you.
I just played this one piece from Amelie, the like piano piece that is really, really nice. So what I'm trying to do today is like play a mixture of like on the one hand political songs and on the other hand like relaxing classical instrumental songs.
Well, you're listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM
Lafayette College Radio,
Easton,
Pennsylvania. So this song, let's just listen to it and maybe we'll talk about it later. And maybe I'll join your conversation for a little bit to enjoy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was really beautiful.
Yeah, that's a nice song. Yeah, I'll stay for like a little bit. I haven't really been listening to the show, but like, you know, I was just telling Tamar how nice the night is tonight.
Yeah,
that was an interesting sentence.
And then I told him that right before he came in, I was talking about like how when I was walking here, the sky was just so beautiful with its stars.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, honestly, like human beings fuck up a lot of times, but the world is still... Like, the nature, the things outside of our influence, like, still remain beautiful a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it is what you look at.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, it's not easy to be just... and I think it's not healthy to be always happy and optimistic either.
I think
it's nice to cherish the moments that are, like... You know, sad or
right.
disappointment, or you know, I've seen a lot of people getting devastated with the results.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, not just that, I've seen a lot of people getting really depressed this semester, and you know, it's interesting. You know, I think being happy for a long time is boring.
Yeah, and it's kind of unrealistic. It's like I think. It's not the most appropriate reaction to life, because life is not happy all the time, or even most times.
And
but then
know,
being sad all the time is not appropriate reaction to life either.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting because, you know, a lot of people are actually, you know, always living somewhat of a happy life, like kind of mainstream, you know, with all these, you know, whether it's a... fixed community that they live in, you know, maybe they never leave the city that they were born in, you know, they never not have any friends, like, you know, of course, you know, there are a lot of people who get forced to do these things, but like also there are a lot of people, especially in the US, you know, in my observation, that are like always just comfortable, which you know, is interesting because Would you, I don't know, like, do you want to be comfortable and happy all the time, or do you want to have these other parts of life and cherish those as well? But then how, like, I don't know, how unhappy would you want to get? Like, what's the limit?
Right.
But
yeah.
Yeah, anyways, you know, I just, you know, wanted to, you know, just stop by, say hi.
Thanks for doing that.
You know,
because I think I was just going on with my monologues,
but yeah, that's
like
that's
not
the
knowing
part,
where to start,
you know?
And where to end.
I had like a 2-hour show like a month ago, and for 2 hours of talking, I played 6 songs total. So it's just, you know, that's the most beautiful part of it, because you know, a lot of people, should listen to these radio shows only if they enjoy the ramblings of you and me.
Yeah, because honestly, they could look up this music themselves too.
You know, that's why actually last week I was a little, I felt a little overwhelmed, because I felt like we like tried to squeeze so much information, so much culture, so much knowledge into 1 hour.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I mean, we enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, no, it was amazing.
Yeah,
but
I really
wish we had 2 hours instead.
Mm-hmm. Next semester.
Hopefully, yes, yeah.
But yeah, I wish everyone a really nice night, and thank you very much. I'll let you enjoy the radio.
So this is yours, right?
Yeah,
the second
blues
one?
Me. Have a good night. Have a good night.
Good night. Thanks for stopping by, and I'll continue with my music and musings, and hope you enjoy it. Okay, so I think the next song I'm gonna play is is Satisfaction by Rolling Stones.
This Veterans Day, head into Sears to get amazing deals on home appliances. Save 40% or more on Kenmore. We'll be right back.
Okay, is this my headphones? Wait, let me try the other ones. Okay, I think I'll try this. Okay, yeah. So that was Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. And yeah, I think in some sense it's very relevant to today's situation, to what we are feeling, just this sort of like trying to do everything possible but still not getting to the point when we think we've done enough. I think without much rambling right now, I'm gonna play the next song, which is gonna be a classical piece. Let me think what I wanna do. So there's this really beautiful piece by Liszt, Years of Pilgrimage. Well, it's a few pieces, but this one I believe is from his time in Switzerland. Okay. And yeah, his Years of Pilgrimage, right? This one is performed by Lazar Berman, who was a really good pianist. And I think this is a very, once again, very melancholy, but very relaxing piece of music. I'm gonna just play this and we can talk about it later. Thank you. So that was Liszt, Le Mal du Pays. I don't know if I pronounced that right. The Years of Pilgrimage. Yeah, as I said, I find that song very melancholy, kind of solitary. He was traveling all around Europe by himself and just undergoing a lot of emotions, a lot of stress in his life, and he wrote this. It's actually really interesting how people's creativity can be kind of motivated by times of stress, times of uncertainty. So ideally what I would hope we would get this week and this year and this next 4 years is like lots of political songs, lots of political poems, not just protests, but also art that can be passed down on, kind of to represent this moment in history. And the next song I'm going to play is Bob Dylan's Times They're Changing. And I'll talk about it later afterwards. Okay.
Come people with, come gather round people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. And if your breath to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, 'cause the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. 'Cause the battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a change. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. You your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road's rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, 'cause the times, they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slowest now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, 'cause the times, they are a-changing.
So that was Times They Are Changing by Bob Dylan. It was such a beautiful song. I actually haven't heard it in a long time. And as the song was playing, I got the lyrics up on the screen, and I was just completely impressed and blown away by the beauty of his language and just how perfectly he describes these sort of transitional times, times that you don't know who you are, times that you don't know how you are going to impact anything, but you still have to do something. It's really beautiful. If your breath is to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Yeah. So pretty. Yeah, I'm still reading the lyrics, sorry. Today, and this last 2 days, like, I've been trying to say things, and I just don't know how to say them right, and somehow they're not, like, I'm trying, but somehow they're not coming out right, and I'm just getting frustrated with myself. But then I know that I have to be patient with myself. First of all, if I'm telling other people to be patient with themselves and with their reactions and their emotions. Sometimes you give people advice and you cannot even follow this advice yourself, which is really interesting. Like, when it comes to other people and other situations, like, somehow I can divorce myself and sort of apply these tools of rationality, this kind of, like, enlightenment thinking towards the world. But then when it comes to my own reactions, I just don't feel as much compassion towards myself as I do towards other people. So then I kind of, like, end up judging myself for not being able to find the right words, not being able to express myself. And then I'm so much more emotional when it comes to myself, and so much more rational when it comes to the world. And I just realized that, wow, it's already 11:54, and I feel like I haven't even played, like, not half, but not even, like, 20% of the songs I wanted to play today. And I haven't said, like, maybe not even, like, I've said maybe only, like, 50% of the things I wanted to say today somehow. But, yeah, somehow today just went really fast. And Kemal is right that next semester we should get a two-hour show for sure, because 1 hour is not enough. For sure. So I think what I'm going to do is play the last song, even though I didn't even think about what I want my last song to be. Okay, let me think of a beautiful classical piece, or actually not even classical. Okay, let me think of, okay, wait, why am I, okay, let me just decide what I want to play. then I cannot decide because I feel stressed because I'm on air. And it's just a shit show, honestly. Okay, before I decide, I'm just gonna read one thing. So this is one of my last messages for tonight, that believe in the love that is being stored up for you like an inheritance, and have faith that in this love there is a strength and a blessing so large that you can travel as far as you wish without having to step outside it. This is, once again, Rilke's words, and I, like, Rilke is the guy who I have used as my companion, like, pretty much all these last few years, ever since picking up his book, Letters to a Young Poet, for the first time. And I think the friend who I heard the book from said that it was her personal Bible, and now I use the exact same phrase to describe this book. And it just contains so much advice on how to go through transitional times, and how to make the journey within, which in Rilke's mind is the only journey, the journey within. And now I'm gonna play a classical piece. And I'm gonna play it and then I'm gonna say what it is, because I don't know what I'm playing, honestly. Okay, so it's a piece by Chopin. Something to help you sleep tonight, hopefully. I haven't really slept much myself in the last 2 days. I've just been really worried, but today I want to sleep. I want other people to sleep, hopefully, because, yeah, we have to endure, we have to be strong. So, yeah, enjoy this. Thank you. So that was Chopin's Nocturne number from opera number 9, then number 2. Yeah, it's like the name of the piece itself, because it contains numbers, is not, I think, accurate to the beauty of the piece itself. It's just such a nice, such a beautiful, such a relaxing piece of music. And I think that was a good piece to end with, because, as I said, I want to sleep today, and I want others to sleep today. Please, if you need any support, reach out to me. Honestly, like, there are a lot of us who will continue to show kindness and love in the face of oppression and hate, and we just have to find each other, and we have to unite as well as the people who only grow on hate do. So yeah, I think my message will be just love each other and stand up for what you believe in, instead of stand up for what you know is right. Good night, everyone, and yeah, continue these conversations. Know that no reaction is right or wrong. Know that you are supported, you just have to find these people. And yeah, I hope your weekend is good. I hope that next Thursday, when Kemal and I have the show, the next time, hopefully we can be just better prepared for what is to come. So yeah, good night, and yeah, I wish you more than luck, honestly. Yeah, good night.